This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
There was no project labor agreement discussion. They just simply voted no on the incentives.
Bob Trezise with the Lansing Economic Development Corporation on this week's city council vote, which effectively killed the Marketplace redevelopment project. This after unions demanded a project labor agreement, but Trezise tells WILS's Tony Connolly that a PLA simply won't work in this case.
Our city attorney has said that attaching project labor agreements to incentives like a brownfield project is illegal.
Meanwhile, developer Pat Gillespie, speaking on WILS, says he's made every effort to compromise with the unions.
We've met 18 times in the last 4 months with the unions, offering anything from 40% to 50%, and we were told we'd rather see the projects die than only get half the jobs.
A busy night at MSU with the homecoming parade this evening, followed by Midnight Madness at the Breslin Center starting at 9:30 p.m. Matt Larson, MSU Director of New Media, tells WILS they're expecting a big turnout as fans get a chance to meet the Spartan basketball players.
Last year, we were able for the first time ever to fulfill Coach Izzo's dream and actually pack the place for Midnight Madness, so that's certainly our goal again. This year is to fill it up.
And with one in every 208 Michigan properties in foreclosure last month, the state ranked sixth in the country for foreclosure activities. That's almost 22,000 properties. Reality Track also reporting that nationally, foreclosures increased by 4% from the previous quarter. Pressure is growing on Lansing City Council members to reverse this week's vote, which rejected incentives for the Marketplace redevelopment project. Bob Trezise with the Lansing Economic Development Corporation tells WILS's Tony Connolly the council can quickly correct their decision.
No reason why they can't reconsider this Monday night and do the right thing for the city, the thing that council had agreed on for the last 2 years, which is to vote yes. I mean, this is about jobs and investment.
At issue is union opposition to the project proceeding without a labor agreement, although developer Pat Gillespie, speaking on WILS, says he's been unable to discuss the matter with council members who voted against the incentives.
I've been trying to get a hold of Eric Hewitt for 3 to 4 weeks now, and he refuses to even engage. And the same thing with Carol Wood. As a developer that wants to invest tens of millions of dollars, that's confusing to not get return phone calls.
Midnight Madness at the Breslin Center tonight starting at 9:30 p.m. A chance to meet the Spartan basketball players along with other festivities. Matt Larson, MSU Director of New Media, tells WILS that those in town for homecoming weekend are welcome.
They can stay for part of the show if they don't feel like staying throughout the whole event, but we would certainly love to see alums of all ages back into Breslin Center if maybe they don't always get back to campus.
And the house on the north side of Lansing exploding this morning, although nobody injured as a mother and child were evacuated before the blast. Firefighters say the cause was a car hitting the home's gas meter. Still no progress being reported as officials in Lansing throw down the gauntlet on council members over a major project that stalled this week. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
4 days after a brownfield plan for the Marketplace redevelopment project was rejected following a dispute over PLAs, developer Pat Gillespie tells WILS's Tony Connolly today that he has not had any phone calls returned from the unions or the council members who voted no and is still trying to work something out.
I haven't had anybody call me from the union say, let's sit down and talk about this. So I read in the paper, negotiations are going on or this and that are happening. Tony, I haven't heard from anyone.
And with that, LEDC President Bob Trezise on WILS issued a challenge.
There's no reason why they can't reconsider this Monday night and do the right thing for the city, the thing that council had agreed on both these projects essentially for the last 2 years, which is to vote yes.
Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Governor Granholm, among those officials, referenced in a new book called Overhaul, which discusses how the Obama administration dealt with bankruptcy in the auto industry. The governor was initially against the plan.
I repeatedly told them not to put them into bankruptcy. Obviously, I was wrong in that assessment because the car companies are now doing well.
General Motors issuing a recall of over 300,000 2009-2010 model year Chevrolet Impalas. The concern is over the front seat belt webbing on the vehicles, which may not be fully secured to the lap belt anchor on the side of the seat. A second gubernatorial debate? Not according to the Rick Snyder campaign. 60 Detroit ministers proposing the meeting between the two candidates on October 21st. And while Democrat Virge Bernero has agreed to the event, a Snyder spokesman says the window for more debates is now closed. The MSU marching band and dance team taking part in tonight's Midnight Madness festivities at the Breslin Center. Matt Larson, MSU Director of New Media, tells WILS that those coming to the event may want to arrive early.
The formal program begins at 10:30, but really 9:30 till 10:30. That's a great opportunity for fans to get autographs from their favorite players and coaches on both the men's and women's basketball teams.
And it took 11 fire departments to put out a blaze at an Ionia tire store early this morning, the burning tires playing a key role in the blaze. Taking a look at your capital city forecast. Clear skies all weekend. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 37. On Saturday, sunny, high near 66. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 59. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.